A party crypto bug exposes private keys. Cisco Duo discloses a security breach. China tells telcos to ditch US chips. And a month-long brute force campaign targets VPN devices. This is Risky Business News, prepared by Catalin Kimpanu and read by me, Claire Aird. Today is the 17th of April, and this podcast episode is brought to you by application allow listing software maker Airlock Digital. German academics have discovered a crypto vulnerability in PuTTY, an extremely popular SSH client for Windows users. The vulnerability allows an attacker to recover private keys if they can see cryptographic signatures made by PuTTY. The vulnerability only impacts ECDSA signatures that use the NIST P521 curve. The flaw's main impact is to source code repositories using signed commits, not remote management of systems via SSH. Attackers can look at signed public commits, determine the private key, and then submit malicious code to a project. All versions of PuTTY released since March 2016 are affected. A fix for PuTTY has been released this week, along with updates to Tortoise Git and Tortoise SVN. Both are source code management clients that embed PuTTY. In other news, Cisco Duo says hackers breached one of its telephony suppliers at the start of April. The hackers stole SMS logs containing multi-factor codes for some of its customers. Duo says the attacker didn't steal anything else. The telephony provider blamed the incident on one of its employees getting phished. MGM Resorts has sued the FTC to halt the agency's investigation into a recent security breach. MGM claims the FTC is requesting too much data about the hack and it's depriving the company of its due process rights, whatever that means. The company has also asked FTC Chair Lisa Khan to recuse herself from the investigation because she was staying at the hotel when the hack happened. The Chinese government has ordered local telcos to ditch equipment that uses foreign-made chips. Telcos are required to replace gear with domestic alternatives by 2027, the Wall Street Journal reports. The move specifically targets American chips like Intel and AMD. China introduced new procurement guidelines last December that blocks the use of foreign technology on government networks. The UK's new security law for smart devices will enter into effect later this month. Vendors must ensure that all smart devices meet basic cybersecurity requirements, they must provide a point of contact for reporting security issues, and must specify how long devices will receive security updates. Manufacturers must also not ship devices that use default passwords that can be easily found online. The UK government will make the creation of sexually explicit deepfake imagery a crime. Individuals who create such images can face criminal charges and unlimited fines. If the images are widely shared, the offender can also face a prison term. The new law is making its way through the UK Parliament. Poland's general prosecutor says the country's former government hacked 578 individuals with Pegasus spyware. The hacks were carried out by three Polish services between 2017 and 2022. The findings are part of an investigation into the former government, controlled by the Law and Justice Party. Previous reports have accused former Polish officials of using the spyware against opposition members, prosecutors, and journalists. A Russian court has sentenced an FSB officer to 9 years in a maximum security penal colony. Russian authorities say Grigory Seregorotseva took a bribe of $1.7 million from the InFraud cybercrime group. The bribe was to arrange the group's release from prison and dismissal of their criminal case. The court fined Seregorotseva with double the bribe he took. The Russian state will also confiscate some of his property, such as gold bars, real estate, and expensive cars. US authorities have arrested a Nebraska man for allegedly running a large-scale illegal crypto mining operation. Officials say Charles O. Parks III used fake companies to rent servers from two cloud providers but never paid his bills. Parks allegedly used $3.5 million worth of computing resources to mine $1 million in crypto. He used the money to buy NFTs, luxury cars, jewelry, and expensive hotels and travel. The individual who hacked Target and Home Depot also hacked the South Carolina Department of Revenue and stole the tax records of 3.6 million Americans. InfoSec reporter Brian Krebs has linked the South Carolina incident to a hacker known as Rescator. Krebs previously identified Rescator after an investigation that lasted 10 years as Mikhail Borisovich Sheffel, a 36-year-old man from Moscow. The OpenJS Foundation has reported three XZ-like social engineering attacks that tried to take over JavaScript projects. The first incident targeted one of the foundation's projects, while two others targeted popular JavaScript projects. The foundation says the social engineering attempts failed, and they've reported the incidents to CISA and the DHS. Cisco says it's tracking a large-scale brute force campaign that's targeting VPN devices from many vendors. The campaign started in March and has targeted VPN web panels and SSH endpoints. Cisco says most attacks originate from Tor exit nodes and other anonymizing tunnels and proxies. The attacks have targeted VPN devices from Cisco, Fortinet, Checkpoint, and five other vendors. The Chinese government has accused US officials of manufacturing the Vault Typhoon hacking group as part of an effort to defame China. Beijing officials claim US politicians, the US intelligence community, and cybersecurity companies have colluded to create the group as a way to boost their funding and steal taxpayers' money. In a 15-page report, the Chinese National Computer Virus Emergency Response Center claims Vault Typhoon is actually a cybercrime group named Dark Power. Tens of hacktivist groups and threat actors are hacking and leaking data from Philippines government agencies and private companies as part of a coordinated campaign. Security firm ReSecurity says that some of these groups are fake personas operated by Chinese state-sponsored entities. The company says that cyber attacks and misinformation campaigns against the Philippines have tripled over the past year, ever since China claimed sovereignty over the Philippines' second Thomas Shoal territory. Microsoft will limit the number of recipients Exchange Online customers can send emails to. Starting January 2025, Microsoft Exchange Online users will only be able to send emails to 2,000 different recipients per day. The new rate limit is part of Microsoft's attempt to limit the use of its email infrastructure for spam operations. The US FTC has fined telehealth company Cerebral $7 million as part of its latest crackdown on companies that abuse healthcare data. The FTC says Cerebral shared the data of almost 3.2 million users with third parties like LinkedIn, Snapchat, and TikTok through analytics services embedded in its website and apps. The fine also covers the company's shady practice of failing to act on service cancellation requests. The FTC says that $5 million of the fine will be used to provide partial refunds for customers who couldn't cancel Cerebral's online mental health services. A threat actor has stolen almost $2 million worth of crypto assets from the Grand Base DeFi platform. The company says the hacker exploited a vulnerability in its platform and urged users not to interact with a specific smart contract. The exploit allowed the attacker to mint new tokens and immediately transfer them out. The price of the Grand Base token dropped 99% immediately after the hack. And finally, a threat actor exploited a vulnerability in the smart contract of the Zest Protocol cryptocurrency token. The attacker used the bug to orchestrate a flash loan attack and steal almost $900,000 worth of the project's tokens. Zest admins confirmed the attack and promised to reimburse users for lost assets. And that is all for this podcast edition. Today's show was brought to you by our sponsor, Airlock Digital. Find them at airlockdigital.com. Thanks for your company.